Now to the presidential campaign. Mike Huckabee picked up the endorsement of James Dobson, an important voice within the religious right. But tonight, there are questions about Huckabee's relationship with another high-profile evangelical, Kenneth Copeland. As we've reported, Copeland is one of six televangelists currently being investigated by Senator Charles Grassley. More now from our chief investigative correspondent, Armin Katayan.
I ask the governor earlier.
Last fall, Mike Huckabee taped this appearance on Kenneth Copeland's popular television show. The theme, integrity of character.
Treat these people like you'd want to be treated.
Now some are raising issue with Huckabee's character, principally his judgment. They are focusing on his association with the televangelist who has refused to cooperate with the Senate investigation into his ministry's finances. At issue, as reported by CBS News last week, whether millions of dollars in tax-exempt church donations have been used to bankroll a lavish lifestyle and a slew of private for-profit businesses.
Mr. Huckabee has terrible judgment because not only is he being closely associated with someone under this ethical cloud, he's refusing to distance himself.
Governor Huckabee is not here in any kind of political role.
After his appearance, like many guests, Huckabee stayed overnight at the ministry's lavish 18,000-square-foot lakefront home.
Yeah, all I know about him is that he's a delightful human being.
But before the show on integrity aired, Grassley's probe went public. So Copeland went back to the ex-Arkansas governor with an offering.
I said, Governor, if this will negatively impact your campaign in any way, I won't run the broadcast. He hollered at me on the phone. He said, are you kidding me?
CBS News has learned that Copeland's family has donated more than $29,000 to Huckabee's campaign. And just 3 weeks ago, when Huckabee was on the financial ropes, Copeland helped raise thousands more from hundreds of ministers attending a meeting at his West Texas headquarters. Nobody is saying how much.
But if it's legal, legitimate, honest contributions, I'm not sure what the premise would be of giving that money back.
For some, it may well be the premise of a presidential candidate not practicing what he preaches.
Thank you.
Armin Katayan, CBS News,
good morning,
New York.
Kansas.